And good day, good day, good day, and welcome, 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 wherever you find yourself. Well, I do hope you're in the company, or you're listening to your favorite talk radio station, that is Eagle FM. Here on this, this Monday is pretty an awkward Monday, but we're not here about the weather, we're here about the discussion point on the brand and the brand conversation. Now, it's important to note, guys, the discussion point, which still flows on from our Friday discussion, because it was all about entertainment marketing. And entertainment marketing is exactly what the name indicates. It's how you use marketing, partnering it up with an entertainment medium. This can be a movie, this can be a TV series, this can be music videos, this can be assortment of various entertainment platforms, and you insert a marketing message in there. Now, I stressed on Monday, guys, it's not to be confused with social media influencer marketing or social media influencer partnerships or social media influencer, the platforms or whatever they do. Because here's the thing about a social media influencer. They technically get paid just to talk about the brand, even though they don't use the brand. So it might be that you're hiring a walking, talking brand ambassador or brand, brand billboard, but a person itself. Now, it's critical to note this, because in entertainment marketing, you insert the message. The message gets inserted. It's made to look part of the packaging. For example, I gave you the example of the Wayne's World, the movie of Mike Myers from the 90s, where Pizza Hut, the pizza franchise company from the US, they were strategically placed within a specific scene in the movie. In the movie, I mentioned to you the hip hop artists from the early 2000s, the 90s, where the brand or the branding or the marketing or the entertainment marketing that they had to make use of was either the latest cell phones in their music videos or talking about the latest MP3 players, because at that stage it was all about these various kinds of entertainment technologies being associated with specific entertainment mediums. It was all that platform, all that, maneuvering taking place. Now, understand, it was to signal something. The biggest one that you see today is the sports athletes. The sports athletes, this can be from your favorite rugby star to your favorite soccer star to your favorite cricket star to your favorite, sprinters even. It's all about what they do. If you've ever wondered why every 6 months or every 3 months there are new football boots, the soccer tocks, the tocks, they're new football boots on the market, and then the soccer star is wearing it, or the football star is wearing it, or Cristiano Ronaldo is wearing it, then it is, he is used, the soccer match is also used as the platform to showcase a new football boot. Design. Well, we don't know if it actually works in terms of ball control and, the ability to pass and to score. We don't know. We don't know. But the thing is, the sports manufacturers, they use these platforms. Now, I'll give you an even bigger, an even better example, because this example also links in with sport. If anyone has ever watched the New Zealand All Blacks rugby team, have you never ever wondered why the rugby players don't wear different brands for the New Zealand national team? They don't wear Nike or Puma or what's the other brand? Or Canterbury or Mizuno. They don't wear any other sports boot brand when they play for the New Zealand national team. It's all Adidas. So the outfit looks the same, and so the football boot, the boots that the players have to wear is the same. There is no differentiation. There might just be a differentiation in the color scheme, because as long as it's Adidas, doesn't matter what color the boots can be. at one stage, they were told to wear completely black. Not even the white Adidas boots that you could find at that stage. They were all made to wear black boots. So that it's one color scheme. It's great and all, but you also have to understand that athletes also sign their own personal, what do they call it? I almost said branding, but they have a different name. It's the same thing that Lionel Messi, as well as also Cristiano Ronaldo, sign. They have their own personal endorsements. Their own personal endorsements. And personal endorsements means that you have your own boot supplier. So you are the brand ambassador for Nike or for Adidas or for Puma. Now, it's the same mechanism that happens in movies that happens in sport as well. And it's key to note this because at a sports platform, it's the best one where you can reach out to people that are either grouped in front of a TV or that physically showed up for the match. It's one of the best mechanisms to broadcast your message. The best. Even the, if it's a soccer match here in Namibia, the best platform is to also be the supplier. For example, if it's a soccer match and you are someone that has a small, you can establish quickly a small, you know, like little kiosk or little stand, a food stall or stand. You can sell food for the day, drinks for the day. You can do that. And that's the best place for said entertainment marketing. Because you are, as a caterer, you are marketing yourself. Now, the benefits were pretty clear in terms of highlighting this. But there are other benefits that are associated with entertainment marketing. Completely other ones. It's not about just the clear-cut in benefits of, yes, it's a group of people. It's, let's say, for example, if it's like the Soccer World Cup final, it's 2 billion people that are, you know, stuck to the TV screen from around the world, not just the people, not just the 70,000, 100,000 people that are watching the match there in the stadium. It's all about the various countries that are football mad. The other benefits can be derived also from entertainment marketing. For example, one psychology study, Frontiers in Psychology, that's not the organization or the platform's known, platform's name, they indicated in a study that assessed the efficacy of product placement. So you had to look at how impactful placing a product in a movie was. I gave you the example of Tony Stark in the Iron Man movies, portrayed by Robert Downey Jr., where the Audi R8 was first revealed in the movie, and then after the movie had come out, the car then went on sale. Product placement is key, because you got to know who you're going to sell this product to. You got to know, and you got to know how to sell it, and you got to understand and also try to identify the platform to select. Now, one of the most popular types of entertainment marketing that they indicated in the study, or actually took note of in the study, is that the researchers identified several key advantages of product placement in entertainment marketing. It includes the ability to reach specific audiences and also to come off more naturally than direct commercial advertising. Because direct commercial advertising, guys, you've got to understand, on a communication medium, what happens is that you indicate specific windows or specific placements of commercial advertising or conventional commercial advertising, meaning a traditional ad. It is placed somewhere. Then either the reader, the listener, or the viewer knows, okay, this is an ad. You know, their mind does a switch saying, okay, this is an ad. If you're watching TV, and you're watching your favorite TV series, then it fades out. Then a commercial break comes in, meaning your brain already identified, okay, so this is going to be a commercial break. Then the commercial break ends, and then it fades back in, and then you start off. Then your brain then once again identifies, okay, here's the end of the commercial break and the start of the rest of the story or program that I was watching. Now, conventional marketing or conventional advertising, commercial advertising, is positioned in this format. But entertainment marketing skips that. It completely skips that. It technically, commercial marketing or entertainment marketing positions itself within let's, for example, say a medium or a platform. Understand, guys, that especially when it comes to movies, this is also how the movie houses being Sony Pictures or who else is the other studio, or Universal Pictures or Paramount Pictures, this is how they also make extra income. They sell a spot to a commercial entity. That's actually what happened with the Audi R8. It was sold by Marvel to Audi. Audi then said, okay, let's make Tony Stark, the character in the movie, drive an Audi R8. The same with the last James Bond movie as well. Although Sony Pictures makes the movie, James Bond uses a Sony mobile phone. If you guys have ever seen that, the whole cast actually uses a Sony mobile phone. That is the positioning that takes place in the movie. And second onto that is also Aston Martin. No, it's not just about the retro vintage Aston Martin DB9. Or not DB9, it's the DB5, sorry. The DB5 in the movie. He also had the opportunity to drive a DB9 in the previous James Bond movie. If you guys remember that one with the car chase scene in Rome, where Dave Bautista, the wrestler, who is the hitman in that movie, was chasing him away from the evil organization's headquarters. And in that car chase scene, Dave Bautista was driving a McLaren supercar. And Daniel Craig's character, James Bond, was driving the Aston Martin DB9. Now, that was also positioning because you had two supercars going up against each other. Two supercars in a car chase. Now, who doesn't want to see as a man, who doesn't want to see two supercars in a car chase, in an action-filled car chase? Now, that's what they subscribed to. The car chase scene was there. The script was actually aligned with the scenario. So you just had to add two supercars. Now, we don't know. We don't know whether McLaren also paid for the spot, but Aston Martin has always been part of the James Bond movies since the first one of Daniel Craig. This is now all the movies where Daniel Craig has been featuring in these movies, since the first one of Casino Royale. So that means there was already a partnership in place right there. Sony, obviously, being Sony Pictures, they own the rights for the James Bond franchise. So what they did is just piggybacking, being one of their products from the extended conglomerate operations, meaning their mobile phone business, to be showcased in the movies. So in every movie since Casino Royale, you've seen a Sony mobile phone. You've seen a Sony mobile phone. You don't see an Apple. You don't see a Samsung. You don't see a Huawei. You don't see a Xiaomi. You don't see what's the other one's name? There's another phone operator. You don't see an Oppo. You don't see a OnePlus. You don't see any other mobile phone operator. Now, it's key to note there, guys, that this is how entertainment marketing works. You've got specific sequences, specific segments that only the brand can feature in. Only the brand features there. Or two brands.
Gusa etokoro lyo uhunga. Lipopera nyamoge, popera wakweni. Ninka wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba, oweno urugansi sungumi. Moktura moe hundiro lye yowamba zuma wakoko, dimo guanakuma pukuru gumanzi. Tumako WhatsApp kono morozo ye utantantatu zime, ntatwe utantane, mbali ntambali, mbali ntane. Ndidingurako Facebook ko VMMC Namibia.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
Now, as we come back from our extended break right there, it's key to note that these benefits that were identified in the study, what they usually have is, you know, it's just a tally of 7 of these benefits, but it's all about reaching the specific audiences and also to come off more naturally than direct commercial marketing. Now, you've got to understand that product placement in an entertainment medium works a lot more effective because the viewer's attention is usually concentrated on the medium, whether it's a movie, TV series, song, or music video. It's on what they see because they're there for their favorite actors, the storyline, or their favorite artist or musician. And usually there's no interruptions of advertising. For example, if you're going to a movie, you're watching it on your streaming service, whichever streaming service it might be, you get to watch it uninterrupted. There are TV channels, unfortunately, guys, in the world where they actually fade out a part of the movie, insert their advertising, and then fade back in to the rest of the movie, which annoys a lot of movie viewers in that sense. I know it happens in South Africa. It was a very annoying medium. For anyone who has watched the South African channels when they were still free to air here in Namibia, you know which channels I was talking about. This was the annoyance that usually happened. And it was very, very, very impactful. However, the other options of TV channels also had too much advertising happening between programming. I mean, you would see sometimes like 5 ads being fitted in. Now, 5 30-second ads is heavy. 5 30-second ads is 2 minutes and 30 seconds of interrupted of advertising. Now, getting into the benefits in terms of an overall sense, comparing to ads, the subtler approach of entertainment marketing approaches more reliably a spur action, doesn't seem as a salesy, and also it's more difficult for viewers to bypass or ignore. Because you can also impress viewers. Like I mentioned with you, the DB9 and Aston Martin and McLaren car chase scene from the previous James Bond movie. Not the one that came out, you know, the last year. The one of the year before, of the previous one. In that car chase scene, people were impressed. They were like, wow. You know, look at this impressive car chase scene. What kind of a car is Batista's character driving? What kind of car is Daniel Craig's character driving? That's the question you would go with. Now, these other benefits that were derived from the study noted that global product placement revenues have actually been growing steadily year on year for a period of 10 years, with 2020 that brought a slight dip to it, which is just almost 0.5% in the revenue discussion point. Also, it was also expected by researchers that the product placement values are also set to increase more than 13% by the end of last year, 2021. Now, they also indicated in another study that it was found that these product placements were more effective than conventional TV commercials in getting consumers to purchase the product or to purchase the product they saw in a movie, in a movie that they liked. Also, the next benefit was that entertainment marketing strategies like product placements are even more effective on cord cutters than on linear TV viewers. And, you know, just to understand what a cord cutter is, I'll just up for, you know, a little bit later, I'll explain it, but this meant that over half of cord cutters say that entertainment marketing has a medium to high influence on their buying decisions. Cord cutters, guys, were the people that, that ended their TV licenses. You find this a lot in the US and in Europe. It especially hits hard to the the local national broadcasting corporations, because they are the custodians of TV licenses. For example, the BBC just last week or in last month brought out their annual report in terms of, you know, TV viewership and all that kind of stuff. And they noted that 50,000 people a day for the year of 2021 had been canceling their TV licenses. This is just TV licenses. They'd been canceling their TV licenses. Now, these people are known as the cord cutters. They won't buy a TV. They'll buy a PC, a laptop, or a tablet, get an internet connection, and then they can watch all their products on there. Now, it does spell bad news, actually, for the TV production companies, because the likes like the electronics companies like Samsung, Sony, Panasonic, JVC, who else is there? There's also the other Chinese brand, Hisense, all those guys. They're bringing you the latest TV technology, but you've got people that are just saying, I'm not going to pay $20,000 for a TV. Now, in that sense, you know that the moment you buy the TV is also the moment that you've got to be issued with a TV license. Now, moving away from there, the cord cutters feel that the market placements in entertainment marketing is a lot more convincing than the ones of conventional advertising. Now, you also have to understand, entertainment marketing is a once-off and is strategically placed. Meaning, if an advertiser, if they have $1 million marketing budget, they can splurge the whole million on placing their ad or the product in a movie or in a music video. I'm just making up the number, just giving you the example. They can do that instead of having an entire marketing campaign running as a conventional marketing campaign. They can just position it in a movie or in a music video. Just like that. Or in a TV series even. On top of that also is that ad blocking is also on the rise. Ad blocking, guys, is another concept. This is also one of the discussions I will explore, because ad blocking is usually taking place on the digital platforms. But ad blocking is also on the rise. Ad blocking has grown by 8% in the year of 2020 among desktop users, meaning PC users, and also 10% among mobile users, mobile phone users or tablet users or laptop users. Now, you usually see ad blocking mechanisms on these three platforms. You can't do ad blocking on your TV. You can't do ad blocking in a newspaper. You can't do ad blocking in a magazine, because they are already packaged, printed, or, you know, the whole product is ready just to be exported or just to be, I know I'm speaking a little bit of in a production sense, but it gets exported in that sense. Now, ad blocking is usually fits in with the notions of, you know, the whole data, you know, what does Google do with your data? What does Facebook do with your data? Who owns your data? It's technically only you. They can't own it because they didn't pay you for it. They just asked you, can you give us your data? And you give it freely. But we'll come back right after the short break.
Ushua kokusha oshikwiri rimba oshina hepero momunyovye tupeva peyuva. Monao, for Global Parts, tunova ungure ovapuike, odhonongo, nova harupu okukuvatera. Tunovitenda peke peke vyo vikwiririmba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natuwa wedha ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako omanao manene shimuna omaile no topra. Tuvadha pomura rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts tukupa onji viro othemba, ohunga no vitenda vyo vitore. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
Hello Namibia, welcome to the world of Lela Pay. LelaPay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on LelaPay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, LelaPay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download LelaPay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message. Type it out and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, LelaPay, or the Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. LelaPay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.
Now we come back from the extended break right there. And the comparison between advertising and entertainment marketing. Well, it has been clear in terms of our discussion so far, but you also have to understand why the brands, the companies that aim to advertise, the advertiser, is trying to find more value in this concept or in this approach. Now, advertising and entertainment marketing, they have their purpose and then they have their strong point. I don't want to mention the weak points because the main aim here is conveying a message to an audience. And you've got to sell the concept of the message to an audience. Sometimes it's a question of also affordability. Not all advertisers can earn or can afford, you know, for example, like what Audi did in that Iron Man movie by putting in their latest car. Newly produced, latest edition, putting it in the movie and saying, listen, okay, show the viewer that the car can be driven, what the car is all about. There was nothing given in terms of performance value of the car. It was just associative marketing. They call it associative advertising because you're putting an actor portraying a character in a movie and then you just add the product in there. The same also in terms of how the first, if you guys ever watched the first Man on Fire by Denzel Washington. I mean, they categorically had so many Sony mobile phones in that movie as he was trying to trace the kidnappers of the child that you saw all the phones just lying there. And you were like, okay, that's pretty obvious in terms of showing the brand to the viewer. Showing the brand to the viewer. But you have to make it that obvious. Name, the product size, the product feel, the product function. Denzel Washington's character had the latest edition of the phone. The others that were lying there of the same of Sony were, you know, older versions of Sony mobile phones. So it was firstly to showcase a new edition and secondly to show what else they had made. So it's more like a reinforcement mechanism. Now, advertising versus entertainment marketing, it's straightforward, but not so straightforward because advertising is a subset of marketing. Understand that. People usually confuse advertising and marketing as the same function. It's not the same function. For the millionth time, it's not the same function. A dentist is not a surgeon. Also. Now, one that denote the key aspect here is that it is important to note that includes only paid for placements. Advertising. Advertising is all about the money. It's paid for. It's there. The dineros are there. Die geld is daar. That's it. That's what advertising is all about. Now, this is also which the brand has complete control over, because the moment the brand has paid for its placement, it can take place. Sometimes in entertainment marketing, sometimes not even about, you know, paid for stuff, because some of the companies usually just say, hey, listen, we want to give you cars. We want to sponsor you with cars for free. We'll give you the cars. So it's almost like a barter agreement, or we'll give you the mobile phones, or we will give you the cool drink in the movie or the TV series. So there's no money that sometimes comes in. There's no money. That's how I also indicated to you, we don't know if McLaren, you know, paid Sony mobile pictures, Sony movies, to have their car in that car chase scene, chasing Daniel Craig's Aston Martin DB9. We don't know. But then also the DB9, we don't know if Aston Martin also played for that positioning, because Aston Martin has been reinforced in every movie of James Bond by being there. By being there. If it's not the retro vintage one in the last two movies as well, then it's been the latest additions from Casino Royale up to Skyfall. No, not up to Skyfall. Up to, yeah, the one after Skyfall, the movie after Skyfall. No, it is Skyfall, up to Skyfall, which is the movie before this last one. So, right there, you also see, okay, so, is it physically being paid for, or is it not being paid for? Is it just, you know, supplementing by saying, hey, we'd like to put our car in your movie, or we'd like to put our mobile phones in your music video? In advertising, the moment the advertiser pays for the space, the advertiser has control. Obviously, it's a question of, you know, that nothing, no obscene communication takes place, like, you know, swear words or nudity or harmful substances being advertised in the message. It's not about that, but they have control in terms of that it's their paid for message. It's theirs. Now, adverts that are broadcasted on are technically one-way messages, meaning there's only one communication that's taking place from the advertiser. The advertiser is telling the audience or the viewer or the reader, listen, this is what we have. This is what it is. So this is where you can find it. This is how much it will cost. That's it. Straightforward. And the audiences typically they're aware of this advert. They're aware of these kinds of ads, of the product or the service in question. They're already aware. So what is just going to happen is it's just going to be reinforcement taking place. Now, the ads can also be further targeted, of course, but often in ways that seem awkward or sometimes very creepy to audiences. This has happened before, guys. I gave you the examples of last week's discussion in terms of the guerrilla marketing where, you know, FIFA has their own sponsorship partnerships, which they make billions of dollars from. And when that scenario in 2006 World Cup in Germany happened, the guerrilla marketing tactics, wherein the groups of ladies that attended specific group matches with specific, and they had a specific contrasting color scheme of t-shirts that they were wearing, that is most obvious in terms of the guerrilla marketing technique, but also that it had a little bit of a creepy element to it. I mean, why would you then just decide that a group of beautiful women need to be the ones to convey the message? It's not just men that watch football. It's not just men. Women watch it as well. People from both spectrums of the age ranges also watch it, meaning from as young and as little as you can imagine to as old and as, mature as you can imagine. So why would you only send in young, beautiful women to market your beer brand? And not all men drink beer as well. It's not just men that drink beer. Now, the other contrast is that entertainment marketing also goes deeper, and it also focuses on understanding and meeting audience needs. Because in advertising, usually, as I mentioned, advertising is just about this side telling the other side, this is what this side has, products, price, place, and what it looks like and where you can access it. That's it. However, in entertainment marketing, you see an actor interact with the product. They use the product. They show what the product does. They show what it can be used for. They show how they use it. So it's key to note there, guys, that in entertainment marketing, you can throw it in so many ways, position them in so many platforms even. I gave you the example also of sometimes comic books. Comic books were also another way of, because they would feature as a magazine, but they were also had their own ads in it. So if I was buying a comic book here from CNA before they closed down, the Marvel or DC comic books, they would have something like Pepsi ads or Coca-Cola ads or, what's the other snacks? Like Lay's ads, chips ads in it. Things that you would assign to a very young age group, cool drink, chips, sweets, confectionery goods, because the understanding is there that children want sweet things or love snacks and stuff like that. So it's only children that read comic books. So the marketers behind a campaign might research a target demographic for a certain car, and also then they'll be able to identify the type of media that its members also enjoy in their leisure time. And then, just like the study had indicated, the study I told you a few minutes about to go, they then just identify which platform is the best to target or to place this entertainment message in. Now, it's key to note, guys, that ads and entertainment marketing, sometimes it can be the same thing and sometimes it is not the same thing. Like I mentioned, with advertising, an ad is paid for. It's a paid for sponsorship. A entertainment marketing concept is something that can even be like a barter agreement, or we give it to you. Now, I'll just come back after the short break. We'll come back heading into the next, or sort of like the end point of the discussion, but there's just a little bit of a roundup that I'm going to be sharing with you guys to just note how you can perhaps, if you want to approach musicians, artists, movies, TV shows, even radio programs, how you can go about doing this and also try to identify the best way to position the program or to position your product in the program. Now, also note, guys, once again, there's a completely different approach towards advertising and entertainment marketing, because it's all about the entertainment aspect. If it's not positioned in an entertainment component, then it's not entertainment marketing. Or looking at a sports team, sports code, in any of that forms is also the best ways of trying to target specific audiences. Now, we'll come back right after this short break.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know, a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Bond Life easy to pay. Bond Life gives me easy ways to pay my policies. I can pay cash on any day of the month at any Airtime City machine. Those yellow ones that you see at petrol stations around Namibia. If I'm doing shopping in a Pick and Pay or in a Voerman Brock, I can pay at the till with my policy number. They even have options to pay with government deductions, debit orders, and at any NamPost branch. The 12 Bondline branches can help you as well. I like Bondlife because they're fast and easy. This is Namibian insurance like it should be.
The first free-range eggs produced and packaged in Ondangwa, Walenga eggs, are now available in 6s and 18s. These fresh free-range eggs are produced daily and have a shell life of over 28 days. Now listen up. Free-range eggs are the most nutritious and organic eggs available for human consumption. Just yummy. We at Walenga Eggs also want to give every Namibian an opportunity to own a share in our value chain. So if you want to sell or distribute Walenga Eggs, call Omalaiti Foods at 0811-273622 or 0811-660707. This is a fest for Namibia. Walenga Eggs, the great white.
Now we come back from our extended break and the most common and effective entertainment marketing strategies that you can think of that you can possibly try and incorporate, whether you're a marketer or whether you are, you know, just someone that is trying to find the various sort of like marketing aspects in order to lure advertising as a musician, as an entertainer, as a sports star or sports team, you name it, the platform is there. Now, these common strategies, guys, are the ones that are open to you. You can have product placement. You can have brand integration. You can have co-promotion, as well as also there's another one in terms of endorsements and seeding. And then lastly is licensing. Now, all of these examples, guys, are the easiest ones to think of, but you can also sort of like adapt them into your scenario, whichever way you feel fit or deem it fit to be. And the first one, the product placement, is the actual one that I've exponentially covered in today's session, as well as also in Friday's session. It happens in sports settings. It happens in movies, happens in TV programs, happens in music videos. You see product placement a lot. So product placement is the easiest one. The second one, brand integration, is a little bit more, how should I say? It's similar to product placement, but it's not product placement. Brand integration is where you've got the movie, or you've got the music video, or you've got the sports team. And for example, I gave you the one of the New Zealand All Blacks rugby team, where if the athletes are promoted or invited to represent their country, they can only wear one specific brand. They can only wear that brand because that brand is also the brand that sponsors the national team. Now, in that same sense, this is what brand integration is all about. You've got the notion of the All Blacks, meaning that the moment the All Blacks national rugby team gives a player from the local league a contract and inviting them, listen, we want you to play for the national team. The moment that guy shows up, his contract already indicates, listen, you now can only wear this specific brand when you play for the national team. You can only wear this brand. Now, that is where the brand integration element comes in, because the All Blacks are deemed as one of the most, or as the biggest rugby name out there, and also rugby brand. Second on that is also, they are, because of their color scheme, meaning the entirely black uniform, sports uniform, it is easy to market. It's easy to market. I say this because there are three teams in the world, actually four, that have the color scheme blue. There are two teams in the world that use the green and gold combination. Well, there are only two of them, but each one uses it in their own reverse sense. And then secondly, there's one team that wears completely white. Sorry, no. There's two teams that have the green color scheme, and they look almost similar to each other. And one of those two teams also has the similar green and gold color scheme with another team, but they just use it in reverse as well. Each one opposed the other one. So it's easy for the All Blacks to use this brand integration mechanism very easily, very, very easily. Now, understand, guys, that for them, it is a bonus. So what happens is the best athletes that make the national team gets integrated into wearing the brand of the sportswear company that sponsors the uniform of the team. So the best athletes, it's a matter of opinion. It's a matter of, you know, another debate whether or not they currently are the best rugby players in the world. But still, you get the message that I'm conveying in terms of indicating to you that this is how the Adidas and the New Zealand Rugby Union contract negotiation works. Meaning, even if it's the best rugby player from their country, he cannot come there with Nike boots. He cannot come there with Puma boots. He cannot come there with Canterbury boots. He cannot come there with Mizuno boots. He only has to play in Adidas boots. So that's brand integration. Another example of brand integration is when certain movies, certain TV series are positioned in specific hotels. If anyone remembers the Hangover movies, they only took place in specific hotels. The hotel's logo would be there somewhere there. That's brand integration, because it gives exposure to the brand of the hotel, associated to the movie whose scenes take place or is positioned in a hotel. Just to round off for today's program on discussion is also co-promotion. Co-promotion, guys, has taken place so many times. Coke in the US, Coca-Cola, they've been doing it in terms of indicating specific products that were made for a TV series known as The Stranger Things. For those of you that have Netflix accounts and that you've seen Stranger Things, you would have seen Coke being, you know, advertised in it and their brand placement. That has taken place there as well, in that co-promotion, because in that third season of Stranger Things, the new Coke layout, the can itself, well, it was deemed as a failed attempt to reformulate its flagship beverage in the 1980s, as it was being featured there prominently, as in the screen, you know, in the screen items where you would have seen the actors or the characters holding the Coke can. But the most visual aspect of this promotion mechanism was sometimes also how the dialogue between the characters included the product name. The dialogue included the product name. So it wasn't just about saying, or just having the car there, or having the cool drink there, or having the phone there. No, the person would actively say, give me the Coca-Cola can, or give me the Pepsi can, or give me the this can, or give me that product. That's what they actively would say. Now, from that notion, from co-promotion, you then head into the last one of endorsements and seeding. Endorsements and seeding is what you see a lot with celebrities and sports athletes. I mentioned Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi. They mostly have endorsements, personal endorsements to them. So they wear the latest Nike or Adidas football boots. Then they also have other endorsements like cosmetic products. What else is there also? Jewelry sometimes. So, well, personal endorsements and seeding is the mainstay sometimes, which has also flowed over into social media marketing. And that's why I also need to let you know, social media marketing cannot be considered even like the endorsement aspect. It cannot, because they're an influencer. A celebrity, a sports athlete, a movie is something else. But a social media influencer, they almost reflect the similar kind of trend, but they're not the similar kind of trend. Because the notion is that the product placement, or if it's even some form of sponsorship that takes place or advertising, it is meant specifically for that audience. All these other things is, you have to imagine an audience bigger than a social media influencer's own audience or their own followers. But from that notion, guys, we end off on the licensing aspect. Licensing combines aspects of brand integration and co-promotion. So meaning the name of the company, the advertising company, would be indicated somewhere. It's key to note this, because licensing is similar to like a franchise agreement. There's an agreement in place, and licensing always works with, can we do this? Can we do that? You usually see licensing even with sports or with sportswear, with toys, because licensing allows, for example, let me say the toy companies. Lego can go and enter into a license agreement with Disney for anything Marvel. Anything based upon Marvel or movie scene. And then all Lego has to do is pay a license fee to Disney for making use of this intellectual property component in order for them to make physical products based on it. And that is key, guys. Now, in order for that notion in terms of how to work in our, just to end of our discussion, if you're going to work on an entertainment marketing plan, you've got to keep these following, bits of information in mind. Establish a basic positioning understanding. Secondly, researching the size of the opportunity that you want to endeavor into. Developing a guideline based on this platform. And also identify the possible opportunities for public relations that can be derived from this endeavor. Entertainment marketing, guys, is a once-off, and it's only isolated to a specific event or entertainment mechanism. So ensure that your plan has to be either waterproof or rock solid, or windproof even. Ensure that it's windproof. No wind comes through, because you've got to make sure that, it's going to be a 30-second or 1 minute or 2 minute such scenario wherein your brand and product will be showcased. From there, this was your Monday edition of the Brand Conversation. Let's see each other a little bit later tonight on the Business and Economic Zone. Well, guys, I still have some exciting discussion points there. However, stay tuned, as your regular programming is to follow suit right after the Brand Conversation. Stay tuned as the On The Radar team are ready for their program. And also, remember, let's see each other again later tonight.
Hello, Namibia. Enderapa mwenate muyuni walelapei. Lelapei onkara ompu wama futiro no kusisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongodi hokatevuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka gopaipindi notaga dhanwa nokutuwa mambepo esimbo ojotu njoka. Otongu